Record show Senators Fake Kelly and Coghill. Senate Committee substitute for House Bill Number 100 Resources, and that's relating to detention of vessels as security for oil pollution damages.
I move the calendar, Mr. Chairman.
Any objections? So done. Senate CS for CS for House Bill Number 240 Transportation, and that's relating to overtaking and passing school buses.
Move the calendar.
Any objections? So done. Mark, remind me, I want to talk to Randy about this one, right? House Bill Number 373, an act repealing the regulation of concert promoters.
Mr. Chairman, could I know what that is?
Does anybody know? My understanding is it repeals regulations.
King went through finance, didn't he?
No, it didn't.
Well, it's got it up here.
That's how the referral must be, because it did not go through finance.
Frankly, I'm a no voter, Joe.
Where'd it go? Where'd it come from?
State affairs.
Well, I don't even know what it is.
Let's hold it.
All 373. Mark, why don't you get some information?
Yeah, can you just get us a sectional or something? I mean...
Any substitute for Senate Bill Number 351, Finance, that act relating to retirement of school construction debt.
Okay, what this does, Mr. Chairman, is we redid this in finance this morning, and this is Paul Fisher's bill, and his community were told very succinctly on the ballot what their mill levy would be and how much money they would be expected to come up with on this 80-20 bond proposal. And because the normal operating expenses of the state, or the way the state operated over these years, is the communities would be able to keep the interest on the bonds. Well, regulations were put into effect on December 5th that affected the last bond issue this summer that said you can't keep your interest on this bond package. So when the voters went to the ballot this summer and voted on how much money they were going to have to come up with for their 20%, the figures weren't accurate based on the new regulations. So Paul is saying, okay, we agree that next year the interest can't count, but this year on those bonds sold in this calendar year should be allowed to keep their interest.
How come we don't have a proper bill before us and we're on the work draft?
Because, Senator, the proper bill is being done now, but this is a work draft that was cranked out of finance this morning, and so I just think it's a matter of time.
Is there a motion?
I move the calendar.
Any objection? So done. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 34, encouraging the award of professional service contracts to Alaska Professional Services and Industries.
Mr. Chairman, this is a resolution that the advertising community here in Alaska asked me to put in, basically titillating the administration for putting out $8.8 million worth of contracts to two outside ag companies, $5.5 million for the tourism industry to a San Francisco firm, and a $3 million contract from ASME to a Seattle advertising firm.
Will we calendar? Ask consent. Tell me what you got on the calendar.
So ordered.
Tell me what you got for tomorrow.
We don't know yet.
What do you do? You keep that in your pocket.
I have to ask Mark, and I haven't asked him.
You got 278. Let's go.
What do you got tomorrow?
You missed it.
What do we got tomorrow? What do we got Friday?
You have to be fast.
Friday we'll work, yes.
I know.
I don't know.
No.